they say can be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time.
I know a lot of you are about to hit the road for Thanksgiving holidays, so what better time then right now to talk about safety on the highways and trucking. We're joined in the studio by Jerry Rosen, who is co-founder and managing partner of Haul Hero. And on the phone, we have Trucker Barry. Trucker Barry, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Can you honk your horn for our listeners?
Trucker Barry,
love that.
That made my childhood complete when we would be on family trips. And Jerry's in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
First of all, Jerry, tell us about you co-founded Haul Hero. What is that?
Yes, Haul
and come
Hero.
Closer to the microphone.
Okay. Is this good?
Perfect.
Yes.
Great. Sorry about that.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
Oh, we're so happy to have you.
Haul Hero is a mobile app that champions the over-the-road drivers like Barry. And we created Haul Hero to be able to help the drivers manage their loads. And that means that from, you know, start to finish. So all Barry has to do is plug in his current destination where he's picking up his haul and where he's going to drop off that haul. And in real time, Haul Hero gives him a full estimation of all of his costs and all of his preferences along the road. So we use a machine learning technology that allows, whether it's his favorite fuel, favorite food, favorite stops, you name it. It's all there in one roof. And really the essence of the, you know, the thought behind Haul Hero is to stop the toggling. As you can imagine, on the dashboard of a truck, there are multiple apps. There might be a map app. There might be a load board map. There might be a fueling app, and they're all trying to, you know, help gauge where to stop, where the best prices are, and all that. We tried to bring it all under one roof. So that's Haul Hero.
We would imagine if you are developing an app that you have to have a great deal of knowledge. Where did the knowledge and the interest in the trucking industry come from? We know where it came from for you, Trucker Barry, but for you, Jerry, where did it come from?
Well, it's strange where life will kind of lead you. Probably about 7-8 years ago, I partnered with a company called Sachs Capital Group. And Sachs Capital Group owns a truck stop called the Tennessean, which is about 40 miles south of Nashville. And I found myself as the chief revenue officer for Sachs Capital Group helping to manage the truck stop. And as I got more involved with that, my passion just grew for the drivers. Because, you know, and I have to take a pause for a second because I get kind of emotional when we think about trucking and truck drivers are really the first responders of our economy.
It
Can you
so
imagine
true.
For a
no
moment
doubt.
Without trucks? You know, there's over $670 billion worth of goods that are transported by the trucking industry just in the United States alone on an annual basis.
Well, I'll tell you this. I think everybody has become more aware of that with COVID. Trucker Barry is Barry Matthews, also known as Barry Bear the Voice Matthews. Trucker Barry, what are some of your pet peeves when it comes to the rest of us who share the road with you and we're just driving cars and SUVs?
Social media.
Really?
Believe it or not, social media would have to be one of my biggest pet peeves because, sadly, people can't get off of it and just drive.
Okay, so they're distracted by their phones?
Very much so. I mean, there's a multitude of things, but it seems that every time I'm going down the road, I mean, it's every day. I personally travel 160 to 165,000 miles a year, and that's an astronomical number to most people in cars and trucks. They don't realize, or pickups, I mean, SUVs, they don't realize the amount of time that we drivers spend on the road. 165,000 miles in one physical year, I mean, that's, you're constantly here. And so many people change lanes. They drift into my lane. It's when I started 36 years ago, I've got just over 2 million miles driving. You know, this wasn't an issue. people paid attention, the worst thing you had to worry about was somebody trying to turn the radio knob. But now, they come down the road, they're passing me. They're not paying attention to their driving. They're drifting either to the far left, or then whenever they correct, they drift. They come over into my lane. And I see it every day, literally every day. I see, if not fatality accidents, really, really bad wrecks. And it's primarily caused social media. And it's funny I say that because my notoriety has come from social media.
You have a TikTok channel?
Yes.
TikTok channel, Bear the Voice. But I would think it's really educational for the rest of us. You know, I hear what you're saying because I'm afraid to drive on the highway between the distraction of other drivers and road rage. It's kind of scary out there.
Well, and Barry, you know, we've had this conversation with people. I think all of us have. Anecdotally, we think that there's been a change in the way people drive since the pandemic. As somebody who is at the fore every single day looking out of that giant windshield, do you agree or disagree? Has it always been this way?
No, I agree. I do. Since the pandemic, it seems that everyone is in a far greater hurry. I don't understand why. I don't know the reason behind this, but everyone is in just a huge hurry. I put my turn signal on to pass a slower vehicle in front of me. I'm in the right lane on the interstate, and I put my turn signal on, and this didn't used to be this way, not to the severity that it is now. But whoever's behind me, they just don't want to get stuck behind a slower moving truck, and I'm not that slow. But I've put my turn signal on, they whip out, and they have to pass me before I move into the left lane to pass the vehicle in front of me. Well, everybody's in a bigger hurry.
They're definitely in a bigger hurry. And Jerry, I'm sure that you have had your own instances in your life where you've seen the kind of thing that he's talking about. Safety is one of the top priorities for the Haul Hero app, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially as we go into the holidays.
Well, and I read that fatalities involving trucks are up 13% this year, but 97% of those truck-related deaths involve passenger cars. So it's the passenger cars causing you the problems. Is that what we're hearing, Trucker Barry?
That is exactly the problem.
I keep seeing hiring signs on the back of trucks. To what do you attribute the shortage of drivers?
There's a lot of things. Mainly, and this post-pandemic, there is so much freight that has to move. Think back during the pandemic when your store shelves were empty. It's because the manufacturing had stopped. Well, now the manufacturing has to catch up. And there's a greater and greater push to get all of this stuff out to the stores. And it's not just grocery stores. It's sporting goods stores. It's the materials that go to the Walmart distribution centers. All of it, they're trying to make up for lost time. They're trying to make up for lost revenue. And there's not enough trucks or qualified truck drivers right now to carry all the goods that are out here. And that's why there's such a strong push right now to lower the interstate driving age. Currently, and it's been this way for as long as I've been aware, at the age of 18, you can get a commercial driver's license, but you have to stay in-state, intrastate, until you turn 21. And the sole purpose of that is to give these young, new drivers the opportunity to learn how to handle, because an 80,000-pound truck, it doesn't handle like your SUV. You might have a big Ford Excursion, you know, a big, heavy SUV, but that's minuscule in comparison to 80,000 pounds, where you can stop your SUV or your car from 60 miles an hour to a complete stop in 100 to 150 feet. It's going to take me a minimum of 300 feet. It's going to take me twice as far. And these really young, inexperienced drivers that are out filling the need, and it truly is a need. But they haven't learned how to drive properly. They know how to drive their mom's SUV or their dad's mm-hmm. pickup truck.
You know, I'm curious, what does a typical week look like for you, Barry, and how lonely is it?
Tremendously lonely. Thank goodness that I have unlimited phone calls with my wife, but yes, it's very lonely. My day started yesterday morning, about 6 o'clock in the morning, and I shut the truck down in a rest area just north of the Missouri line last night, about 9 p.m. And the entire time I may have interacted with another person face-to-face 15 minutes.
Wow.
The rest of the time, you are alone.
Jerry Rosen and Barry Bear the Voice, and we've all come to understand his nickname, Bear the Voice Matthews, joining us to talk about holiday road travel and our Royal Banks of Missouri text line. We're taking a lot of really interesting texts from people. One of our texters from the 314, Barry, is asking if it's helpful to truck drivers to flash high beams to move over after they pass me. I drive back and forth to Virginia regularly. Please thank Barry for all he does.
Well, thank you very much. And yes, it is very helpful. It's helpful day and night. At night, it's very difficult a lot of times. You know, we're seeing, for my truck at least, from my front bumper to the back bumper of the trailer is 74 feet, 8 inches. And I'm watching the back of my trailer through two mirrors. So whenever we pass you, we want to get far enough ahead of you that you feel comfortable with us moving back over. We don't want to come in too close, but we also don't want to stay out in the left lane and block up any traffic that may be there. So when we pass you and you flash your lights, whether you flash your high beams or you flicker your lights on and off, either way, I personally love it. I do. And mm-hmm. I appreciate it very much.
Are there limits put on the number of hours you can drive during a 24-hour period to make sure that you, the truck driver, gets enough sleep?
There are. The total driving time, and it's rather confusing, but the total driving time is limited to 11 hours. And at the end of 11 hours of driving time, but then there's also time built in that you can be able to load and offload, and you have to take a 30-minute break within the first 8 hours of driving. But the total driving time is 11 hours.
Yikes.
You mentioned the shortage since COVID. Was there a shortage of qualified truck drivers before COVID, Barry?
There was, just not to the extent that it is now.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are running out of time here, but Trucker Barry, who has a TikTok channel where you can learn more, what's your TikTok channel called again?
Bear the Voice, BEARTHEVOICE.
Well, thank you so much. And Jerry Rosen, thank you for joining us in the studio.
Thank you for bringing
you. Yeah. It's been a pleasure.
We learned a lot here, and we really appreciate it. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving, both of you.
Thank you, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you.
You know,